Once again, Junior Miller's Tour de Pants are going crazy. Sign up now at theticket.com for the second annual Tour de Pants Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th. Brought to you by the Cliffs Resort, Wheels in Motion, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting going here today. Y'all want to go to Scoots? You like Scoots? Y'all want to go to Scoots? Well, you'll have a chance to meet Kevin Scott at
Kevin
Scoots.
Scott.
Poop. That's at Central and Spring Valley in Dallas, and he will be there tonight from 8 until 10. You can register to win ticket T-shirts. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there. And you can guess how many limes are in the bottle for a chance to win a tropical vacation miles away. The Golf Spot presents this getaway on a vacation by Adventure Tours at the Melia Cabo Real. But the real attraction out there at Scoots, as we all know, is going to be Kevin Scott. See him tonight. Spring Valley and Central in Dallas from 8 until 10.
Are you at all interested in the Tour de France?
I'm interested when I hear Junior Miller talk about it.
He's good at that, isn't he?
He knows more about cycling.
That's one of the really fun things about the ticket, I think, is hearing people talk about off sports that I don't know much about and am really not that interested in. Like Norm talking about horse racing, or Junior Miller talking about cycling, or Sturm talking about soccer, or Big Dick talking about boxing. I enjoy that. That's one of the things about this place that I really enjoy.
You don't seem to find it interesting when we have soccer arguments.
No, I hate it when you talk soccer. But I like hearing Sturm talk soccer.
You like hearing Snake talk golf. You always make a point to do a tournament leaderboard update whenever there's something going on.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Then why don't you ever let me talk about track? Because I guarantee nobody knows.
Grego, you can talk about track anytime you want.
And nobody knows more about track and
look. Now wait a minute. Did you guys hear what he just said?
Yes.
Why don't you let me talk about track?
This is the first time I've ever heard about it.
First of all, I don't let you or not let you do anything. This is your show.
America. No,
you are the star.
That was kind of a joke.
That was kind of a joke
because I know how much you hate.
You know what?
You are the star of the show. If I brought up in a meeting, hey, you know, I've got a track segment, you would hate it and you'd defeat it on the air.
You'd be like, what?
That's why I brought it up.
Is there really anything there?
What does this do for the listener? How can they relate? That's what you would say. And then he's right. You'd come on the air and you would be.
More on track, here's Greg.
Yeah, and then you'd kick back in your chair like you were listening to the Ranch Report every day.
Which I don't do.
Do too.
You get 6 feet from the mic, and then Greg would be like, yeah, I mean, John Drummond. And then you'd hear Mike way back here like, yeah, great, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
Mm-hmm.
You'd make Psycho Play drop.
Look, anytime you want to talk about track, you can.
This is your show. I know better than
that. This is your show.
I'm the only one up here that likes track.
You are the star of the show.
No, I'm not. I'm the only one up here that likes track and field, but I do, and that's why I never bring it up, because not that many people are interested.
All right, Greg, I don't know anything about it, but if you've got anything on track
you want to talk about, let me know. We'll talk about it.
Okay, because the Olympics are coming up, the trials are going to begin in about 2 weeks, and when they do, maybe something will happen.
Excellent. Maybe we'll have track talk.
We won't have track talk. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to do it by myself because you won't be interested in it.
No, I will be interested.
No, you won't.
What about getting that kid on that we talked about yesterday?
All right. Look. I don't know if I would enjoy participating in a horse racing discussion with Norm,
mm-hmm.
or a soccer discussion with Sturm, or cycling with Junior Miller, but I like hearing those guys talk about it. And I'm sure I would like hearing you talk about track, but I don't know if I would have anything to add to it. What?
You subscribe to the theory the only thing more boring than track is field.
No, I don't.
And you don't like seeing the 100-meter dash?
You do not like track at all, Ron. Admit it. Hey, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, well, look, because I don't like soccer
90% of the people in the United States don't like track.
I don't like soccer. I don't like cycling. I don't like boxing. But I like hearing those guys talk about it. And if you want to talk about track, we'll talk about track.
Well, if something big happens, we'll do it. But anyway, the reason I brought that up was that Lance Armstrong has the yellow jersey.
Get him out of here.
He did us a nice favor.
Yeah.
He'd
be
in there
yeah.
if he wants.
Oh, okay.
Lance Armstrong now has the yellow jersey. He's the leader.
Snake.
Oh, he is?
Quota. He's the leader. Yeah.
Quota.
They had their little time trials today, and they blew everybody away, the U.S. team did, and now he's a leader.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice. Can we get on with this segment?
We can get on.
Sure.
Okay. I can scarcely think of anything that we all like more than, outside of weather talk, of course.
That comes up during the mix today.
Then a nice dog story. And with more on that, here's Danny.
Everybody's familiar with the new addition to our family.
Violet.
Violet, the little mini dachshund, who is now almost 5 months old.
Why don't you like it when I toss it to you like that?
Because it's dumb.
Why is it dumb?
It's just so putting the other person on the spot, and it's a cold handoff. It's
all
just
right.
uncomfortable.
All right, how else am I supposed to get into it?
Just make a nice segue, and you just ease into it.
I believe Danny has a story on dogs.
Hey, how you doing?
We all have
good
dogs
morning.
Here, huh? Huh? Anybody ever petted a dog? Well, Danny has.
All right, so what's better, that or with more on that, here's Danny.
Go back to that.
We'll start doing the other one.
Yeah, start doing the other one. See how long that lasts. All right.
Let's roll screenless and see what's going on.
Sweet Lord. It's more of a dog confluence. Because everybody at home is very pleased with the way things are going with young Violet.
Stick with peanut butter. Don't move to jelly quite yet.
But the problem that is arising is the wife wants Violet to have a buddy. So there's a very greater than zero chance that by the time I get back from vacation, there will be a second
There will
dog.
Be another dachshund?
Why do women
Probably.
Do that?
Probably.
That's women driven. You know, I've had Clyde all by herself for 6 years. She didn't want a buddy. I can guarantee you she does not want another dog in that house. Does Digger want another dog in that house?
Digger hates other dogs.
Violet loves other dogs. There's
we don't know that.
Yeah, we do, because she walks her every single day, and there's about a dozen other dogs
wait,
in the neighborhood.
Wait till you get another dog in there, and that dog starts eating Violet's food, drinking her water, and you start petting the other dog, and Violet's down there on the floor. What happens then?
Now, let me tell you something.
Okay.
I've had to fend this off myself.
Wife-driven, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Women think that. You know why? Because women need companionship.
In fact, girl-driven. Both of them want this.
They want a second dog.
Yes. And I have had to fend this off for years and years and years. And at various times, I've almost capitulated. In fact, there was one time where I thought I was going to be able to get a bull terrier at a SPCA in one of the outlying outposts a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone for that, but it didn't work out.
See, women can't be by themselves. And so they just assume that since they can't, that dogs can't. That's what it is. It's all women and girl-driven.
And they talk about how Digger would just love to have a playmate and all that. Another dog around there would drive Digger nuts.
Now, Clyde, there is no way Clyde would go for that. She would hate it. She's never had another dog around there. So at age six, I'm going to bring this other strange, younger dog in there.
Okay.
And she's going to share her food, share everything. And when I pet the other dog, she's not going to put up with it.
I mean, when we take Digger to the dog park, you know what happens? She hangs around the fence. She wants nothing to do with other dogs.
Okay.
I've taught her well.
I mean, Clyde will go up and sniff the other dog a few times, and then that's it. Then she's right over there by me, and she's like, get me out of here. I hate these other dogs. They're not as good as me. Now get me out.
Okay, two differences. Number one, Violet's 4 or 5 months old, so she's not completely in her six-year-old routine. And number two, she does love other dogs. She couldn't give a damn about a cat.
You know why? Because
hates cats,
you know
but
why?
Loves other dogs.
Because that other dog is out. It's out of her house. It's out of her element. And then she gets to come home, be the center of attention, have her all of her food, all of her drink.
Okay.
See, I disagree.
Let me defer to the expert who actually has gone through this transformation.
And he got it because his wife wanted
to. No. That's not true. That's not true.
Snake.
We had a dog for 6 years.
Quota.
Just like Clyde.
Quota.
And then right after
Cobra.
Right after 9/11, we got us a little 9/11 dog because there was a big fundraiser for the victims of 9/11 and their families, and there was a rescue organization out there, and we found Lola, our basset hound. She was in a cage, and we just thought, you know what? Not because we thought Jordan needed a playmate. We just got it, not thinking about that, thinking we just wanted another dog, and that it, we were doing a nice thing for that
you
dog.
You are. No
yeah.
question.
And Jordan still, to this day, is not does not respond well to Lola.
To this day?
To this day.
They,
I mean,
don't, they don't play together?
Well, Lola wants to. Now, Lola's the polar opposite. If we talked about getting another dog for Lola. Because if Jordan ever died, Lola would not be able to handle it by herself. I'm telling you, not at all. She would not be able to take it. She is...
When's the alpha?
She needs another dog around. You know, even though she knows Jordan doesn't like her, she needs that dog around her. They have separate water bowls, separate food bowls. They don't get into each other's stuff at all.
Do they ever play together?
You're very lucky in that part because a lot of times they won't do it. I mean, dogs don't know which, usually for the most part, they don't know which bowl is theirs. They just know, oh, food, I'll eat it.
I know. I open the door and they come running and they go straight to their own bowls.
That's
which,
awesome.
Which are a couple feet away. But, I mean, that's just habit. But yeah, when Jordan dies, because she's, Lola's, you know, 5 years younger than she is, we'll have to get another dog. We'll have to.
Now, I got a stay of execution on this bit, on this plan, because we had a line on one that was,
Wait, what kind? You want to get the same dog?
She wants another dachshund. She wants another miniature dachshund.
Why do you want to get two of the same kind?
I didn't want the first one.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you're hooked now.
Oh, yeah, I like her now. She's great.
Aren't your two dogs very similar anyway?
They look the same, but one's a Walker Coonhound and the other one's a Basset Bird Dog mix or something.
But essentially, I got a stay of execution on this because we had a line on another one that had just turned a year old, and she was ready to pull the trigger on this. Her name was Sadie. Well, we found out from the breeder over the weekend that Sadie is pregnant. Just found out. So we're not taking her.
See, I think you guys ought to get a Great Dane.
And have a mate.
And mate them. And have some trapeze swing that you have to put Violet up on and get us some big old swinging blue-balled Great Dane to mount her.
Oh, no, that's abrasive.
Just get her up there in that swing.
The doggy love swing.
And take lots of pictures.
You think your sister would loan us hers?
Who was that addressed to?
Corda. Snape.
Her Great Dane?
Sure. No, her swing.
Bring up my sister's love swing. Well.
See? We just saw another example of it.
1 second. Boy, anything goes over right. the top.
Mr. Abrasive. Mr. Over the head. You just... Ready to roll with anything.
Just rigged up and jammed that needle into my arm.
Woo! And then the next minute, the fire just gets too hot.
You know what, though?
That, Grego?
I do. It's amazing.
You know what, though? It is a lot of responsibility, two over one.
Is it?
Oh, my God, yes.
What if
now,
they
see,
really...
That's what I've always feared. That's the main reason that... That I haven't gone for.
There's a lot of... Don't worry about your dog getting along with it, because I'm sure your dog probably will get along with whatever you bring home.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a lot of responsibility having two dogs. Basically, I think it's like having 1/8 of a kid.
I see people all the time in my neighborhood walking two dogs.
Yeah.
And they'll have two of those retractable leashes,
mm-hmm.
and they're always getting tangled up.
Like, yeah, how do you control that?
Well, my dogs are both stronger than oxes, and I got one on each arm. They're dragging me in different directions the whole time I walk them. My wife cannot walk them.
That would be a beating.
She physically is not able to walk them both, and I do it every day. But
I can barely handle Clyde because, I mean, she wants to stop and sniff everything.
Right, and pee on everything.
Yes. And if there is poop anywhere, she's going to sniff it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crap, poop. Okay? You don't need to sniff it. That's crap. Poop. Right over there with her nose in it. And if of course, cat crap, she'll eat it.
Yeah, why do dogs eat cat crap?
I don't know, but they will.
They eat their own, too.
They know not to eat dog crap.
Not all of them.
They eat their own.
But you give them a cat turd, man, that's like a treat. Enormous turd.
So, Danny, just be ready when you're, you know, your wife's out of town and you got to handle both. Because I'm sure Violet's just like a nice little sweet pal of yours.
She's a pistol.
But with two.
When she's wound up, she's a pistol.
With two of them, you got to watch them at all times. You got to watch what they're getting into. When you're walking, it's real easy to take your eye off one of them and then look over at the other and they have a license plate in their mouth.
That must have happened to you recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just looking at me with a big license plate in their mouth.
Do you understand, though, that this decision has no bearing upon my opinion at all? That I have no say in this whatsoever?
That when she decides to pull the trigger on this, it will happen?
Exactly.
Yeah, I caught Clyde with the other day. You know what, when you take your clothes to the laundry, sometimes they'll use a safety pin?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's chewing on a safety pin.
The one thing that's good about this thing is an extra dog in the house means less attention paid to me.
Hey, they're wonderful.
And see, that's the flaw in this whole thing anyway, because her attention does need to divert back to you.
It's a wonderful conversation piece. You'll find that more and more of your dinner time conversations are directed towards the dog, or dogs plural.
Instead of what happened at work today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your wife asked you that?
Oh, my God. No, she tells me what happened at her work.
Are you interested?
Well, better than that than
I'm really
having her ask you what happened up here.
Oh, I get that, too.
Oh, my God.
So it's great. I'd rather talk about the dog.
Yeah, I get that.
You don't want to talk about what we...
What'd you talk about today? What'd y'all talk about
today? Yeah, what happened on E! News?
Oh, I don't know.
Snape.
George Clooney had a bear with some girl. I don't know.
Seriously, it's so defeating.
Well, your wife doesn't ask you that, does she, Corby?
Sometimes, if she just wants to strike up a conversation, what y'all do?
They cannot understand silence.
Just, just talk sports. Y'all never talk sports. What'd you talk about?
Did y'all do any bits today?
I never talk sports.
Jordan?
Hey, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. It's Laddie Jordan, buddy.
Well, where's your theme song?
Oh, God.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we do.
So what's the verdict? Don't do it?
No, do it. She needs a playmate.
Michael?
Don't do it.
Grego?
Do not do it.
Do it.
Two against one.
Suffer.
See, Corby, what difference does it make?
I know it doesn't matter.
What difference does it make? It sounds like it's going to happen anyway.
Well, I just kind of like to know what I'm getting into, because I know it is going to happen.
Well, why don't you put your foot down? Who runs that house?
Hey, by the way, get a boy.
Not me. Get a boy?
Girl dogs like boy dogs.
No, because then they'll want to have sex.
No, just fix them. They're both, Violet's getting ready to be fixed, isn't
she? Yeah, next couple weeks.
Yeah, just fix them, man. It takes
sex?
Takes all the urge out.
I wish somebody would fix me.
No doubt.
All right, NBA quick hits.
I'll cut off your dingus.
Are on the way next here on The Ticket.